From NPR News, I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This summer, we are on location. It's our series about movies and the places they're set. Today, we're going to look at films set here in the movie-making capital of the world. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on Los Angeles and the movies that love to destroy it.
Los Angeles doesn't stand a chance on the big screen.
If you look over there behind me, that's a tornado!
In the movies, the City of Angels gets obliterated by titanic tornadoes, epic earthquakes, and a colossal volcano that bubbles up from below the La Brea tar pits.
Code 3, all units downtown now.
If LA is not getting hammered by natural disasters, it's being ravaged by wayward giant flying creatures, like in the 2007 movie Dragon Wars.
What in God's name?
Or it's getting zapped by merciless Martians.
Menacing all mankind and every creature on Earth comes the War of the Worlds.
By far, LA's biggest cinematic target is the famous nine-letter landmark perched in the Hollywood Hills.
The Hollywood sign is gone. It's just shredded.
The sign gets demolished in The Day After Tomorrow, and it's shot down by John Belushi, himself a force of nature, in the movie 1941.
My name's Wild Bill Kelso, and don't you forget it.
Miraculously, the Hollywood sign is back for more mayhem in just about every disaster movie set in Los Angeles. Same goes for the Capitol Records building, which was designed to resemble a stack of 45 RPM records. The architectural wonder crumbles along with the rest of the city while Charlton Heston ditches Ava Gardner to rescue Genevieve Bujold in the 1974 movie Earthquake. While doing my in-depth investigative reporting for this story, I asked the mayor, police chief, and several city council members if they were at all concerned that a Hollywood-scale calamity could annihilate the city. They all told me, nah, that's just in the movies. But just to be sure, I visited L.A. County's Office of Emergency Management.
Preparedness is a key to survival.
Ken Kondo is a spokesman for the emergency center, whose high-tech situation room was featured in the 1997 movie Volcano.
So what are your plans in case L.A. gets hit by an earthquake?
People are instructed to drop, cover, and hold on.
How prepared are you for tornadoes?
About a year ago, we had a funnel cloud touchdown in Compton.
How about zombies and aliens?
Zombies and aliens is interesting. Same principles apply. Talking about having an emergency kit, food, water, medication, having a jacket, long sleeves. It could happen at any time.
Seriously? Is LA really prepping for flesh-eating zombies or demented space aliens? At the emergency center, I tried to clarify with Sheriff Sergeant Brian Muller.
There's always aliens coming to Los Angeles, right?
I mean, okay.
In the movies.
Oh, in the movie aliens, okay. Movie aliens. I wasn't sure if you're talking about immigration aliens coming to L.A. We have a lot of those, too.
If extraterrestrials visit us, the outcome might be similar to when Columbus landed in America. In other words, it didn't turn out too well for Native Americans.
Space aliens are always visiting L.A. in the movies, if only to teach us that we really should take better care of our Earth, that we mustn't anger genetically engineered replicant cyborgs and transformers, and that we really should be nice to intergalactic tourists, even if they don't always like us.
In a city where anything can happen, it will.
I'm standing at the beach in Santa Monica while I still can. On August 11th, it's supposed to be overrun by hostile space creatures, according to the movie Battle Los Angeles. That's not to be confused with the movie Battle of Los Angeles. I'm going to ride the Ferris wheel and the Sea Dragon thrill ride here on the pier before all of us Earthlings have to run for our lives! Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Please stay calm.